I want to share with you a meditation for times of chaos. And I know recently with the pandemic and political upheaval, there's been an experience of what can seem like internal chaos because of external chaos. And you can also experience things in your life that can feel like chaos, whether it be the loss of a job or a loved one, or things that we feel helpless to, like environmental crisis. So this meditation is meant to help you be able to manage the emotions that come up and to find your center in the times of chaos. So first, please make yourself comfortable, either sitting or lying down, and close your eyes if that feels okay to you. And if not, please just let them gently gaze out. Then start to notice your body. Start to scan for any kind of tension or any holding on that's happening at the top of your head. And just scan down across your face and the back of your head, your jaw and your mouth. And if you notice any tension, just allow yourself to touch that area with your breath and let it naturally release with your exhale. You can do that from the top of your body all the way down to your toes. Just noticing where there's any holding on and releasing it with exhale. And then just notice your sensations in your body. Neutral sensations or more evident ones, like if your body feels cold or hot, or if you notice any gurgling or any sensations where you're sitting or with your clothing on your skin. Just take a moment to notice your body in space. Then start to notice any thoughts or emotions that might be passing through. Whenever you notice an emotion, you've already started the practice. Whenever you notice a thought, you have started the practice because you've noticed. And when you notice a thought, I want you to label it. Give it a label. It can be labeled thinking, or it can be labeled future, worry, past thoughts. You can also label sensations or feelings. So just notice them as they come up and then label them. And once you've labeled them, you can release them and just let them go, let them dissolve. And as you're labeling, you might notice some judgment or inner critic telling you you're not doing it right, or the thoughts are too distracting, or anything else. What I want you to do is let the judgment, let it just be softly released as well, and see if you can give yourself some acknowledgement and some appreciation for any time that you've noticed a thought, feeling, or a sensation, and then labeled it. This may seem simple to watch our emotions, to watch our thoughts, and to label them, but it's a truly profound practice. It allows you to create some space between you and your thoughts, or you and your experiences. You start to notice that thoughts are just thoughts, and emotions are just emotions. And then you can work with thoughts and emotions through the space that you're creating. The space will allow you a moment of choice. And this moment of choice is one of either following the thought or emotion or allowing it to soften. So even if it's still sticky and hangs out there, you can still be with it in a different relationship where you're not caught in it. I want you to continue to just label your thoughts as thoughts and your emotions as emotions for a few more moments. And start to notice any kind of space that's created. And if today the thoughts are just bombarding and the space seems impossible to access, just be with that, gently and compassionately. And if you're finding some respite and space between thoughts, allow yourself to fully absorb the experience of spaciousness. Now you can set an intention to do this practice in your waking life. When you're walking in life, just start to notice, I'm having a thought, I'm thinking about this, or I have a sensation, or I'm feeling this emotion. So you can do this throughout the day, try to do it 2 or 3 times, and make an intention to be able to start to notice your thoughts, emotions, and sensations throughout your waking life. You might find that the more you do this, that you have an added relief because you start to realize that your thoughts are just that, they're thoughts, and that you aren't your thoughts. Your thinking isn't you. You are the one who can notice the thoughts and has choice whether or not to allow them to lead you or for you to lead them. So you've been doing that. You've been practicing this witnessing mind, the one who can watch the thoughts, can label the thoughts and the emotions and feelings, and then has choice whether to let those lead or to lead them. This is essentially being aware of yourself and having awareness of your experiences, where you can witness them and not get caught up in them. There you can have more clarity and more compassion and more awareness of what's happening. And if you're overcome by troubling thoughts and emotions, this can be a real relief. As you start to practice it, you can start to dance with your emotions just a little differently. You start to see them as rising and falling away, just simply in your presence. This does take a little practice, but just continue to try this every day, and you might find that it'll start to become more natural. And you'll find this calm and peace within. So, let's just think again towards this experience of chaos and how we might be able to use our witnessing our thoughts and our emotions and feelings to be able to better manage the external chaos, so that you don't have to have internal chaos as a reaction to any external chaos. You can start to have more lightness with your feelings and your thoughts, and more spaciousness, so you can take some time away from those feelings and thoughts and come back to yourself. So go ahead and take one deep breath in. You can wiggle your toes, move your body around. And in your own time, just open your eyes and start your day or end your day. And just really be compassionate and loving towards yourself as you build this practice of being a witness to yourself. And really honor and acknowledge yourself for the willingness to do this practice and to be with yourself in this beautiful and sacred way. Many blessings.